In the ancient Near East, that is modern-day Iraq, Iran, Turkey, and parts of Syria, we see the architecture of Mesopotamia, a region known as the Fertile Crescent. Here, instead of the Nile, we have two other bodies of water, the Tigris and Euphrates, that controlled the cycles of society. The architecture of the ancient Near East is of narratives, myths, and stories. It includes temples to the gods that reflect a particular understanding of place, and elaborate cities with defense mechanisms built into the architecture and planning. The Sumerians, whose society thrived from 3500 BCE to about 612 BCE, were known for their ziggurats and the great palaces. In Syria, the Hittites use animal and human forms in architecture, anthropomorphism, like we see in the works of classical Greece. The Assyrians were a warrior people who built great defensive cities like Khorsabad. In Babylon, a want for beauty balanced out defensive practicalities. Enameled bricks and animal motifs decorated walls and gates. The Ishtar Gate, today reconstructed in Berlin, shows the city's dedication to the gods, beauty, and security. The palace of the great ruler Nebuchadnezzar was a dense maze in plan, with a facade of glazed bricks and the site of the mythical Hanging Gardens. In Persia, east of Babylon, all men were soldiers, and they conquered nearly all civilizations, save for the Greeks. Cyrus, Darius, Xerxes, and Artaxerxes built the great capital Persepolis from the 6th to the 5th centuries BCE. From each conquered civilization, they used human conquests for labor.